we're talking about obsoleting the internal combustion engine, and do it in terms of its affordability, add skill volumes, its performance, and its durability. So that's what we're driving to for 2010. We haven't seen anything in our development work that says that isn't possible. We actually think the future is going to be event-driven. So since we can't predict the future, we want to spend a lot of our time trying to create that future. I'm very, very intrigued by the fact that our cars and trucks sit idle 90% of the time. They parked all around us. They're usually parked within 100 feet of the people that own them. Now, if you take the power generating capability of an automobile, and you compare that to the electric grid in the United States, the power in 4% of the automobiles equals that of the electric grid of the US. That's a huge power generating capability. A mobile power generating capability. And hydrogen and fuel cells give us that opportunity to actually use our cars and trucks when they're parked to generate electricity for the grid. And the key to all of this is to make it affordable, to make it exciting, to get it on a pathway where there's a way to make money doing it. And again, this is a pretty big march to take here. And a lot of people say, how do you sleep at night when you're wrestling with a problem of that magnitude? And I tell them, I sleep like a baby. I wake up crying every 2 hours. Actually, the theme of this conference, I think, has hit on really one of the major keys to pull that off, and that's relationships and working together. Thank you very much.